Running's like the weirdest community.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do all kinds of...
That's pretty bold coming from us.
I guess. We don't... You don't... Wait. But we don't tape our nips before we do our activities.
Well, speak for yourself
maybe,
there, Toots.
Well, maybe you do, Chris. I don't know.
It's What You're Watching, presented by Geeky & Go-Go, a show where we dive into what's currently on our screens. Big screens or little screens, size matter not here. Just the quality, or lack thereof, of our cues. Today we're recording for the first time live in the beautiful Rise and Shine restaurant in Scotch Plains, New Jersey. joining me today...
Cut.
Who are you?
Joining me today... I'm Chris Nitro, and joining me today at Rise and Shine is Anthony Pizzuto and Tim Boyle.
Hello.
Gents.
Howdy.
How are you doing this week?
We're good.
I'm excellent. I am good. You know, we're at our favorite, and I use that term loosely, place to dine on during the week.
Is it loosely or sarcastically?
Maybe a little bit. It's a hybrid.
Got our favorite wait staff, too.
Yeah, we have our, yep, exactly. But it's nice to also try for the first time a live podcast. And by live, it's not like we're live in front of a studio audience. It's we're live on location, right? Yeah. It's like we're not in our studios recording. That's why you get the sound of the smashing path door behind us and the grill.
Yep.
Firing away.
Right next to the grill, chopping. Mm-hmm. Lots of that noise going on. Maybe some of that get filtered out, but we'll see.
That's right.
Anthony feeding his face with grits.
Oh, man, I love grits. Yeah. Do you like grits?
I don't.
What's wrong? Why don't you like grits?
You know, I tried them once. I lived in Atlanta for a while.
Okay.
I tried them.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Just,
yeah.
It's really like an acquired taste.
Yeah, okay.
I don't mind grits. I prefer them with cheese, but they have to be the right cheese, not the way they present them here with cheese.
Yeah.
Which is just literally slap them with a slice of American.
That's gross.
That
yeah.
is super gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheesy grits with shrimp.
Ooh.
I've never had that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Next time your travels take you south, definitely get like shrimp and grits. Ooh, yummy.
Okay.
Yeah. Highly recommend.
Cool. All right, let's...
What about you? How's your week been? What have you been up to?
I've just been busy with work, planning for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going back and forth, trying to see if we can actually get this done. We're getting it done.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's happening. I hope it turns out okay. This isn't a complete waste of audio. But, in any case, I get to spend time with you guys, and I always appreciate that. So, let's dive in. We'll start off with me this week, What You're Watching, Chris. I actually haven't watched much other than my continuation of my Big Bang Theory journey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm well into season 5, still liking the show, holding strong at 4 disco balls. Great show. I still recommend watching if anybody hasn't. If it's been on your queues, move it up, watch it. New, though, and... Only a few episodes have been released, which is odd for a new series coming out, which is Bad Batch, the continuation of Bad Batch.
Mm-hmm.
Season 3 on Disney Plus. They released 3 episodes at the same time. So you're getting about 60 minutes of... actually, no, longer. I think they were like 30 to 40 minute episodes.
Nice.
So you're getting over an hour worth, maybe an hour and a half worth of the Bad Batch.
Did they do that with Ahsoka or Mando, where they did the first 2 episodes?
They do multiple episodes. This is a 3 episode release, which is weird. But, and then I looked at the release schedule, and a lot of the episodes are dropping like 2 at a time.
Interesting.
I think they're trying to get it all compressed and done before their next planned release, which mm-hmm. we talked about in a previous episode, mm-hmm. you know, Star Wars in 2024.
We don't know
exactly what is coming out and when it's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, I haven't looked recently.
And how many episodes is Bad Batch this season?
I'm blanking.
Yeah.
I forgot. I remember specifically that It was supposed to end around May 2nd. So just in time for May the 4th.
Okay.
So I'm assuming with that end date, there's going to be another release around that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, or maybe they just want to clear their plate and
keep
May the 4th open for all that stuff. The Phantom Menace is returning into theaters in May.
Yep.
So maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know what their release schedule is like. I don't know what's going on that way. But that's what I remember distinctly, is that they were ending just before May the 4th.
And we should all go see that in
Absolutely.
The theater.
That's an awesome Star Wars movie.
I definitely want to set up a group watch. Yeah. Like, try to get as many people as possible at the same theater.
Didn't they do that a few... I have a distinct memory that they were going to do a whole... And this was pre-Disney acquisition. They were going to do a whole... theatrical release of episodes 1 through 6, and I remember seeing episode 1 at the AMC Empire, actually, in Manhattan, in Midtown, or Times Square, and but then nothing else came out after that. They did episode 1, and then they didn't release everything else as expected. I wonder if...
Was it during the acquisition, or...
It was before. I was still living there, so that was 2008, 2009, 2010
Maybe it was specific to that theater.
Maybe.
Because I don't remember that.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it was specific to the theater. I mean, because Disney owns that whole stretch of 42nd Street. So maybe that had something to do with it.
The movie just gets a lot of hate, which I don't understand why.
You don't understand why?
Well, I mean, I can understand. I can understand why. I like it. I think it's a great Star Wars film.
Yeah. I think. And, you know, maybe we should do it. Maybe that should be one of our topics, is the staying power of the prequels. But I did a rewatch of the prequel trilogy. I think Lyra had just been born. And watching it on a big screen television, even on a Blu-ray, it's so CG heavy that it comes across as an animated cartoon.
Okay.
And so I recommend, if you haven't recently, give it a rewatch on a big screen television on Blu-ray.
Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace, yeah. Well, all three of them. And then the level of goofy from the writing and even the characters is over the top. Compared to the original trilogy, like, it is this one, while the 1977 was made for 12-year-old boys, this one was made for 6-year-olds. Like, that's how, after a rewatch, I'm like, this is made for little kids. And you see that. It's evident in Jar Jar and all of the Gungans, in the battle droids with their goofy person, their very... comedic and cartoony personalities, the Roger,
yeah.
You know, like, it was made for, like, little kids. And so that's why I'm not a huge supporter of the prequel trilogy, except for Revenge of the Sith.
There's a little bit of slapstick in there. Not to the degree in, like, Marvel films. Marvel films, it's hit you over the head kind of slapstick comedy. At least in the Star Wars, it's a little bit more subdued. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree. Mm-hmm. I just think it's not as in your face. Jar Jar, I think, is a very controversial character.
Yeah,
depending on who you ask. But yeah, I definitely agree. There's definitely a level of, comedy there.
Circling back to the Bad Batch, you know, that I follow what you're saying, because it's an animated show. And it's. I mean, they say that, you know, the Clone Wars is for kids. And it's not, because, you know, there's beheadings and things like that. But we're not talking about gratuitous violence here. But The Bad Batch is a continuation of that. And you're focusing on the lovable characters. You know, you have the hero character, you have the villain character, the clown, so to speak, with Wrecker.
Mm-hmm.
Just silly, you know, he does silly things all the time. So I see what you're saying. I can totally catch the Phantom Menace being cartoon-esque. Because of the audience, you know, that's who they want them, the demographic.
Yeah.
We all know the toys were a huge thing back then.
Yeah,
collecting all the figures and whatnot. I don't remember the toys being that big of a thing with the sequel trilogy. But I mean, it could be our age ranges too. Like we were much younger back then. We remembered, and you know, the toy stores were more prevalent back then.
Yeah.
So it's just all encompassing stuff like that. Yeah, I see what you guys are talking about. I mean, again, back to Bad Batch.
Yeah.
I like the Bad Batch. Mm-hmm. Wrecker is my favorite character for those reasons. So yeah,
So initial reactions to the first three episodes.
A little slow.
Okay. Yep.
Interesting introductions. I don't want to spoil too much, since it's very fresh. Mm. Only a couple days after, you know, as of this recording. But yeah, I mean, I'm one of the few people that's like, just ingest all Star Wars. All Star Wars is good Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people just don't bother with Resistance, and I tell them, no, you need to watch it. It's part of the storyline. Mm-hmm. I wish I had that discipline with the books. Mm-hmm. You know, they fill in a lot of holes and stuff like that. But, I mean, definitely, you know, we definitely, this is a watching show. So anything that you get to watch, I'm absolutely an advocate for it. So if you're a fan of Star Wars, you like The Bad Batch, I highly recommend it. Like I said, a little slow for me. But it's Star Wars, so watch it. You know, I'll put the stamp of 4 disco balls.
Okay.
You know,
nice.
Just because I like Star Wars, and you know, we're kind of
so biased disco balls.
Yeah, definitely biased disco balls.
That's great.
Let's move it on, Tim. What you watching?
So I found this is probably not a new maker. Well, I don't remember what they called the maker. They're an art restoration group. I don't know. They're a company. It's called Fourth Cone Restoration.
You said they were an ARC?
Art. They're
art restoration. Oh, okay.
They're an art studio. So they're an art studio. They're dedicated to restoration and conservation of vintage posters and fine art and collectibles. I think they're in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I follow them on Instagram, and I think they recently launched a YouTube channel. And they do shorts on Instagram on how they kind of preserve photos and posters, which is really fascinating. they do a little bit. They're short videos on YouTube, 5-6 minutes at most. But they kind of spray the posters and put them on a linen backing, so they're preserved. They also can restore images. I saw a couple. Instances where they removed a personalization on a Star Wars poster. So I think it was to Gary. They kind of removed it and recolored it so it looks like it's signed just by Mark Hamill. There's no personalization
on it.
Some fold marks where they kind of blend those together and it looks amazing. But the thing that caught my eye was I saw them doing a restoration of a poster for Star Wars Caravan of Courage. I don't know if you remember that movie.
Like, I do.
Way back when.
Recently rewatched it. Yeah.
And I was like, I need to go rewatch that.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's going to be my what to watch for,
all right,
for next
nice,
week.
Nice. Yeah.
But yeah, I would highly recommend. I'll give them 4 disco balls.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I think we're all makers here, so we can appreciate that. But I also appreciate the preservation of history.
Yeah.
You know, and
so do you gravitate towards this because you want to learn something new? Do you gravitate towards it because it's kind of like one of those meditative type of things? Like, I don't know if you've ever watched those restorations where they get like the old rusty boat, you know, and it's a ASMR, you know, 30-minute episode where they're completely restoring it back to like what gravitates you towards it?
I think the thing that gravitates me toward, one, I would never attempt this on my own. Mm-hmm. If I had a poster to send, I would be sending it to them to do professionally, because I would surely destroy whatever nostalgia or pop culture it is. I gravitated towards it, I think, one, because of the restoration component, right? They're restoring, you know, a piece of your childhood or your memories, and you're like, hey, you know, I remember that movie, right? Caravan of Courage, right? I've not seen that thing in years, which I'm going to go watch it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think the level of expertise and the level of, you know, craftsmanship that they have to art, I just find it, you know, just fascinating. And it is kind of, I'll call it mindless TV, right? You can put it on, you can eat dinner, and you don't really have to think a whole lot about what's going on.
You just get lost in the process or exactly. the visual process. Yeah,
I agree. I agree with Tim's sentiment there. Like one of my favorite shows to watch that's mindless is How It's Made.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's like making process. Yeah. Just like I said, as you said, you know, the makers in us kind of gravitate towards that stuff, and it's like super easy. Like, oh, like, interesting how they do that. And so How It's Made is a fantastic show.
Mm-hmm.
I did not watch it this week, so I'll leave that for another day.
I feel like Amazon Prime has it on loop, like permanent loop.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I see it, like you can watch it live. And what was the name of the channel again?
Fourth Cone Restoration.
Fourth Cone Restoration.
Yeah, okay. You can find them on Instagram and YouTube.
Nice. Cool. Good reco.
Excellent. AP. What you watching?
Oh my goodness! All right, so I kicked it old school this week. So you guys know our friend Eric. I'm working on his proton pack for our Ghostbusters cosplay, and so of course that inspired me to do a rewatch of Ghostbusters. I got the collector's edition a couple years ago. It came in like a ghost trap packaging. It had Afterlife and all the other ones on 4K. Anyway, so I did a rewatch of Ghostbusters. I gotta say, like, there are a lot of really great movies out there, but Ghostbusters might be one of my favorite. It's definitely in the top five favorite films. Just, it's nostalgic, obviously, but it's a great story. The music is fantastic. The effects for 1984 were wonderful. The acting and performances are great. It's just, it's such a good movie.
Yep.
And it's funny, so one of the special features is you can watch a preview cut. And I started watching it, and what I realized is that the preview cut has zero music in it, or zero sound effects in it. It's just the actors. So it's almost like you're watching dailies. And I got through like the library scene. I was like, no, I need the full experience. The soundtrack of Ghostbusters, just the instrumental stuff, is phenomenal. Like just that,
yep.
like just like all the like subtle musical cues and things. And I forget who actually, I forget who did the soundtrack. And I don't have it here quickly in front of me, but the music is great. Story's great. So yeah, so I did a rewatch of Ghostbusters, and I'm further now inspired to finish off this project and do some more Ghostbuster cosplay projects.
Nice.
And then one I watched last night, it's been in my queue for a while. It's on Amazon Prime.
Well, you didn't give it a rating.
Oh, Ghostbusters? Five shiny balls. Five shiny disco balls for Ghostbusters.
This is Ghostbusters 1, too, to be clear, right?
Ghostbusters 84.
Yep.
Now, question for you guys. Is Afterlife a sequel to 84, or is it a sequel to 89? Because there was Ghostbusters 1, Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, it has to be 2.
Okay. Because I feel like they didn't touch on, you know, the museum getting covered in slime or any of that stuff. They just make a reference to how...
I don't think they... I mean, I couldn't say this for sure.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and dissect Afterlife. But I don't think Afterlife negated 2.
Good, okay.
I think because 2 is also a continuation of 1.
Right.
So it's just the history of the Ghostbusters. Yeah, I don't know if they mentioned Vigo. I don't know. Like, I feel like that's all in the same lore.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I don't, like I said, I don't think it negates 2. I think it's just, it's much later in the timeline.
Right. Yeah.
Obviously, Egon has passed away and all that stuff. So,
they should bring back Dr. Janosch.
Well, I'm curious, like, if we're going to see, and we never did a trailer. Reaction and a new one came out recently, but I'm wondering if Janosch might make an appearance. I'm wondering, or Vigo, and I'm wondering if Louis Tully will make an appearance. That would be like the biggest surprise.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Me personally, that's the biggest thing is Louis coming back.
That would be amazing.
Rick Moranis. I mean, he left for personal reasons, and I get that. But it's much, you know, it's much later in his life. You know, whatever. If you're listening to this, Mr. Moranis,
right, please come back. We'd love to see you.
We'd love to see you. I'm sure you know this, but please, please, please. I highly doubt he's a listener, but just an appeal to your fans. You know, like, people would love to just see you one more time on the big screen.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, go on.
All right. So the next one is on Amazon Prime. It's called Totally Killer. And it stars Kiernan Shipka, who was Sabrina on the Netflix version of Sabrina. I don't even think it was called Sabrina the Teenager. I think it was just called Sabrina.
Yeah.
Who else is in it? The woman from Julie Bowen from Modern Family. Anyway, it's Back to the Future meets every 80s slasher film. So it takes place modern day. And this town has this kind of back, like 30 years ago, there was this serial killer that killed a bunch of teenagers one night. And he comes back and kills the mother of Kiernan Shipka, Julie Bowen. Anyway, Julie Bowen, Kiernan Shipka's best friend, creates a time machine, because who doesn't, you know, create a time machine? And she goes back to 1984 when the killings happened, or 1987, when the killings happened, to try to prevent them to catch the killer so her mom doesn't die. Perfect, right? And it's just, it's a horror comedy. And so, like, you know, 2023, Kiernan Shipka goes back to 1987. There's a lot of, like, woke comedy to it. Like, a guy's walking around with a shirt that says FBI, Federal Booby Inspector, and Kiernan Shipka's like, that t-shirt's problematic. He's like, what does that mean? Or like, they refer to someone as, you know, Fat Sally, and she's like, you really shouldn't be calling them Fat Sally. Like things like that. So there are, like, lots of, like, generational jokes because she's from 2023 going back to the 80s, where it was, you know, a little more rough and tumble back then.
What kind of time machine was this? Please tell me it wasn't a hot tub time machine.
No. It was a video game cabinet. Okay. You know, or not a video game, a photo booth. And she turned the photo booth into a time machine. So, okay. Yeah, anyway, I give this one 4 disco balls. It was entertaining. It was a good watch. Could it have been better? Sure. But it's a horror comedy. Like, I don't think you're ever going to get an Oscar for one of those.
Fun. What platform was it on?
That's on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Okay. Yeah, and it's free to watch. So
cool.
Yeah, it looks like it came out last year, last October. So been out there for a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah. So a lot of fun.
Cool. All right, that's all we have this week. Make sure you follow us everywhere at KikiGogo and let us know what you're watching. We just released a brand new today, Patreon account. Follow it, or like, or subscribe, or whatever, or send us your money, however you say it.
Subscribe.
For Patreon, patreon.com/geekyagogo. It would really help us out if you helped us pay some of the server bills and whatnot. There's some swag on there that you can sign up for that we're giving away totally for free. If you like this podcast and want to support us, please make sure you head up to Patreon. We'll make sure it's in the show notes and blast it on the social media. Make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast on your favorite platform, and please leave us a review. It doesn't cost you a thing, and it does help us reach more and more people. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.